Facebook beat expectations for the second quarter, raking in $4 billion in revenue and $719 million in profits. Tom Risen is a reporter for U.S. News & World Report and joins us now. Welcome to the show, Tom Risen.
Thank you very much. Yes, and there is Facebook in Turkey, so it's not completely off the topic.
Well, when they're not banning it, there's Facebook in Turkey. Now, revenue is way, way up, but profits are down. Should we make anything of those two particular trends?
Yeah, the big takeaway from this earnings report is that Facebook has had a really, really busy quarter. They have been unveiling all these new projects. Instagram has e-commerce features now. Facebook is testing a buy button. And they've also purchased a lot of companies the past year. Like, they spent $19 billion on WhatsApp last year. And this earnings report shows that hasn't paid off yet. This is a long-term investment. And CEO Mark Zuckerberg told people, be patient. But the increased costs of all these projects and all these acquisitions led to a 9% drop in profits for their earnings report. And Wall Street is becoming more patient with tech firms, but they're all about the bottom lines. This did not do well for their stock. Their stock is lower this morning. It's had a good run for a pretty steady past few months, but they've been dipping because they want to see profit.
And what's the role of mobile advertising in Facebook's numbers? Are they making that pay for themselves?
Oh, yeah. Mobile advertising is the second big takeaway from the earnings report because Sheryl Sandberg said that mobile advertising is now 75% of all their ad revenue. And advertising is where they get most of their money. So they're a mobile-first company now. Like, last year, it became the first time that this time last year, 64% of their advertising from mobile, that's where it came from. So that's when they really became a mobile-first company. But now they are firmly in the mobile space. And Sheryl Sandberg said that they get about 1 minute out of every 5 minutes that you spend on a smartphone in the United States. That's spent on the Facebook app. It's that popular. So they also hope to expand their mobile audience with their internet.org project. They want to get more people in other countries online, so that they'll use their mobile app, because most people outside the United States who use Facebook use it on their mobile phone. So they're just diving right into the mobile space.
You know, it's no small miracle that Facebook is making a ton of money on mobile. There was a couple of years there where it looked like nobody could figure out how to do it except for Google. Google's the only company for a long time making any money on mobile, and Facebook was trying and trying and trying and failing. And now they're trying and succeeding. So that's really interesting. And Facebook is also really, really good at getting people to spend lots of time on Facebook. And as you mentioned, they're spending a lot of time on the app as well. That's really important, I think. Now, Twitter's call this week, by the way, was tarnished by slow user growth. Facebook is really not having that problem, are they? And is there a connection, do you think, Tom, between Twitter's slow growth and Facebook's fast growth? Is Facebook stealing users from Twitter?
I don't think it steals users from Twitter because people use it for different reasons. Like myself, I'm on at Tom Risen on Twitter. That's my work account. But I also have a Facebook account, which is a lot more personal. That's pretty much how people treat the two sites. So I don't think they're stealing users, but I do think that Facebook gets more users because Facebook is lighter than Twitter. Twitter is like, you know, news and breaking developments, and Facebook is pretty much everything. It's very visually engaging. They have a lot more video options. Twitter's catching up with video, and, you know, photos are obviously easier to find on there with all their hashtags and location. But Facebook has really poured a lot of effort into video and making it more engaging, and they bought Oculus too, so they're hoping that 3D video will, a few years down the line, become the next big thing for the way that we communicate with each other. So I think that's it. I think that it's more engaging. They're spending more ways to get us interested in sharing things on Facebook.
And can Facebook keep growing, given that it seems like roughly half of the world's online population is already on the Facebook platform? What are they going to do to keep getting those new users to sign up so that that revenue keeps going up as well?
Well, in the United States, you're right. In the United States, it's pretty maxed out because just about everybody who's going to be using Facebook in the United States is using it. And so, in fact, some people are leaving it, not in huge droves like you hear in the press, but, you know, it's not as popular as it was a few years ago in the United States. But in other countries, it's becoming even more popular because this is a very easy way for people to promote their business. If you're in a country that has censorship, like Turkey, it can be a way for you to get your activism out. It can be a way for you to talk about news that the government doesn't want you to talk about. And internet.org is their project to get more people online, because we're pretty fortunate here in the United States. Almost everybody has internet in some form, and other countries aren't as fortunate, especially places like Africa. So they've been putting a huge focus on Africa to get more people online. That's where they're going to get more of their users from.
And a lot of those emerging economies, the problem is that they have to pay for every, megabyte that they use in terms of data. They're, it's like they use twice as much data, they pay twice as much for data. And so it's a really tough proposition to say, oh yeah, come to Facebook and just spend all, hours and hours looking at people's videos and pictures. It's a tough request. But if Facebook is subsidizing it and making it free for them, then they're going to be incentivized to do that. And of course, we reported earlier this week that Facebook is expanding internet.org to cover any carrier that wants to get involved. Google has a similar program for getting people online for free. It tends to be much quieter than Facebook's. Facebook's used to be quiet before they came out with this whole internet.org thing. And it can't be, underappreciated how many users and how powerful Facebook has become. They have 1.4 billion on Facebook. They have something like 600 million on the Messenger app by itself. They got Instagram, which has 300 plus million. They've got WhatsApp, which got 700 or 800 million. I mean, they really kind of have cornered the market for massive users on social and messaging apps. And then something else happened this week that I thought was really astonishing. People always hated Facebook, but used it anyway. Now people are starting to like Facebook. A new study came out that they've risen from the bottom of the barrel in terms of customer satisfaction to about the middle. So now they have risen to become a mixed bag. Can anything stop Facebook at this point, Tom? I just don't see any. They got all the users. Now they have users loving them. They've got internet.org to where they're going to get the next billion users. I mean, can anything stop Facebook at this point?
Well, I'm old enough to remember when people thought MySpace was the big thing and that Facebook was just for college kids who could only log in with their email account from their college. So never say never. I mean, Snapchat is making waves. Their CEO reportedly refused to sell to Facebook, which was reportedly interested. So they need to keep going. I think that they've really responded to a lot of the privacy concerns, a lot of the compatibility concerns that people voiced about Facebook over the past few years. And since they've become a publicly traded stock, they've really put a lot of effort. They've had a fire under them to fix those problems. So that's, I think that's what's driving them. But they know that they have to keep sharp, because the people who use social networks the most are people who are under the age of 20. And people under the age of 20 are still a little bit on the fence about Facebook. They're not leaving in droves like some of the hype says, but they do have other options these days, like Yik Yak and Snapchat. And there's, I think the past few years we had a social network boom where people tried to start a social network for just about everything. A lot of those didn't work, but there's still a lot of interest out there for people to because people know it's valuable now. Like Facebook has 1.5 billion users on the web. They announced that yesterday. And 1.3 billion users on mobile. So they're definitely growing, but they know they have to stay sharp and they have to stay ahead of the competition, which is still there.
Heck, I remember when CompuServe was unstoppable. And of course, you mentioned that the changing trends, it will always keep changing. I mean, as you mentioned, there was a social networking boom. Then there was a messaging boom. Facebook was all over that with its acquisitions, especially WhatsApp. And now I think the eyeballs are gravitating increasingly toward video sites, especially YouTube, and Facebook is all over that too. So they're trying to stay ahead of it. I've heard somebody say this week that Facebook's the best run company in Silicon Valley, and that very well may be true. Tom Risen is at usnews.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Tom Risen. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today on Tech News Today.
Have a great day.